This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
The tradition continues. Sabres stars on New Year's Eve from Dallas. Yes, it was firmly established last year, but things are different this year. The Sabres come in riding a 9-game winning streak looking to equal franchise history tonight, Martin.
Yeah, that is a New Year's Eve tradition. I mean, almost as often as tucks and pucks has happened here in Buffalo, it seems like we're doing tucks and pucks in Dallas a little later, because when we get out of the studio, we got to rush home to make sure that we get ready and settle in for the ball drop. So, yeah, but this is a big test. If you're thinking about the 10-game, you know, win streak that's on the line, like 9-game winning streak, but could be 10 tonight, the Dallas Stars are probably the biggest test in that stretch of games that the Sabres have played.
Well, it would be hard to argue with that. Over the last 4 seasons, including this one, the Stars have been to 3 straight conference finals, and currently, over the last 4 regular seasons, have 1 point more than the Avalanche. So they are clearly the top 2 teams in the NHL when it comes to regular seasons, and both have big plans on bigger springs this year. But it has been a major surge from the Sabres here of late that has them knocking on the door of 3 times over history, 84, 06, and 18, the 3 yes. years in which the Sabres amassed 10-game winning streaks. So how daunting is it tonight? And what do you make of the likely change, which would be in goal? We talked about projecting Lukanen into this yesterday, and then, of course, the word came out after that Alex Lyon was dealing with a lower body injury, which is really unfortunate, so pretty automatic now that yes. Lukanen goes tonight.
Yeah, I think this is, again, a bit unfortunate. Obviously, Lyon has been going really, really well and adds that comfort a little bit. If I could say comfort, like, you know, when you're comfortable with an individual, a teammate, somebody that's behind you, I think that's the feeling I get when Lyon is on the ice with that whole group of defense. But Lukanen has also played a couple of very, very good games in that stretch. I go back to the one in New Jersey. He was really, really good. Made some spectacular saves when Jack Hughes was returning for the Devils, which, by the way, I've now lost 4 in a row, 3 in a row since Jack Hughes is back. So The Devils, a team that I thought was going to be in the top 8, is actually behind the Sabres right now. But I think for Lukanen, it's maybe an opportunity, because I really feel that he'd been waiting for that. Like, there's been 3 goalies this season. He wasn't healthy in training camp, wasn't healthy at the start of the season. When he came back in, that's trying to fit all 3 goalies in. Maybe he sees this as an opportunity to say, hey, let me get myself a rhythm here and play some games. I've already played a couple of games in that streak. Let's go. And it's daunting because Dallas is the second best offensive team in the league. Obviously, Colorado is number one, but Dallas is the second best power play in the league. They have, you know, Rantanen and Robertson, and they have firepower up front that the Sabres not seen often this year.
No, and obviously Luukkonen does have one career victory against the Stars. They are expected to see Casey DeSmith at the other end, who is on a franchise-best 13-game point streak right now. DeSmith is 9-0-4 in his last 13 and has sterling career numbers against Buffalo. Much of that was built upon his time in Pittsburgh, but he's also just continued that through the course of his career. So as the coach, Lindy Ruff, mentioned yesterday when talking about the Lions situation, he said that Ellis, of course, is ready to be activated.
Yes.
You know, in this situation, if it's unfortunate news for Lyon, optional skate today. So we'll have more information on the pregame show tonight at 7:30 getting set. And we're also going to dive in on the Dallas side of the equation with recently honored by the Hockey Hall of Fame, longtime Stars analyst Daryl Ray is going to join us here in a few minutes. So you
Another razor. It's not the not the Sabres razor, but right. The Dallas razor.
Yes, and duly, you know, fully deserving of the recognition as the Foster Hewitt Memorial Award winner this year. So we're not expecting any other changes from a Sabres standpoint, but if you're a player, I know they're taking care of their business right now, and you hear it and see it in all the commentary after practices, after games. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been removed from this as a player for a little while. How much do you think they're watching what's going on around the league on a random Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night in the middle of the season? Because I will speak for just about everybody. Last night sucked.
Oh, yeah, it sucked.
Looking at the out-of-town scoreboard.
It was the worst. It was the worst. We talked about it yesterday. We said there was 5 games. 10 teams are playing. Only 2 Western Conference teams are in action. So there's 8 Eastern Conference teams. And it was the worst result you could get from a standpoint that Carolina is a good team. They're ahead. You're not fighting for a playoff spot with them. They lose to Pittsburgh.
Easily.
New Jersey, terrible. Well, you know, Toronto now is getting closer and they're in the Atlantic. Florida, Montreal, 3-point game with Montreal scoring late. Like, come on. And then the Islanders beat Chicago.
Chicago. It's, Nick Foligno's got an open net with 5 seconds left and can't
exactly.
put it in.
Exactly. Come on. The Islanders were up to nothing. Chicago come back. You're like, maybe they can, you know, steal a point from them. No, that didn't happen. Yeah. And then the last one. Who was the last one?
Vancouver,
I forget the last one.
Oh, the can't Flyers. Win at home. They're so bad at home. Oh, my gosh.
They are awful. And look, the Flyers are really good this year.
Yes.
Vladar's played really well. And, you know, they got, we've seen them. Not that we've seen them on MSG and not that we'll see them on MSG because it seems like every Flyers game is on either TNT or ESPN, but whatever. I mean, it went. So to your question, Duffer, there is some players that absolutely never know what has happened in the league the night before. They just focus on their meeting, that game, whatever. I was in charge of the TV, and in the time back in the days, we had like the satellite dishes at the rink, and I would have NHL Network highlights or TSN highlights running on loop in the morning in the TV, and I was making sure everybody knew what was going on. I wanted to know what was going on. It depends on the individual. I can tell you that there is some guys in that room that were on their phones last night at dinner, like, oh, what's happening? Oh, Montreal's down to nothing. It's kind of good, you know, Florida. Like, at least, and then Montreal comes back and they're like, they're talking about it. But there's some guys that are not at all. They're not involved at all.
With the goaltending matchup, and obviously Luukkonen 2 wins during the 9-game win streak so far, and the way it ended for Dallas last year, and how it really ended for Pete DeBoer because of goaltending and his choice of words, what do you make? Like, is the Stars tandem the best tandem in the NHL? Who, if not, who is?
No, it is. Well, I could say that Colorado has maybe, when you look at the record, like Mackenzie Blackwood and Scott Wedgwood have been lights out as well. But if I could go into a situation right now with a tandem that I would say gives me a number one goalie that could compete with the best of the best, like the, you know, a Vezina potential and Jake Ottinger and a really solid backup in Casey Desmet. Yeah. I look at those two, both over 910 save percentage, both in the 250 and lower, you know, splitting games, like, you know, Ottinger plays 2-1, but maybe even closer to that. So I think this is the tandem that I would pick.
Well, let's get to our poll question today at Sabres Live on social as it pertains to Buffalo extending their winning streak and what will be the most important group to aid the cause, forwards, D-men, special teams, or the previously mentioned Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, who's expected to start. We have a tremendous guest coming up. He technically needs no introduction because we've known him forever, but this might be the best way to introduce him. Enjoy.
Like a porcupine in a balloon factory. Second mouse to the cheese. He goes five hole like a wet bar of soap. More moves than a snake falling out of a tree and then like poop through a diarrhea-infected goose. A full frontal lobotomy.
He's Daryl Ray, longtime Stars analyst, and he's with us now. Daryl, congratulations on the acknowledgement, the honor from the Hockey Hall of Fame, this year's Foster Hewitt Memorial Award winner. It's great to have you on Sabres Live. How are you?
Can you believe they still gave me an award after all that?
Man, you are so deserving. You have brought so much color to the game through your words and animated nature. Where did it come from? Like, how did this begin? Where did this vocabulary get crafted?
Well, I grew up in love with Danny Gallivan. That was probably the origin of it all. You know, he used the English language better than I think anybody that's ever stepped in a booth in our sport. And for whatever reason, like when I was a kid, like I loved Ken Dryden. That was my guy. Mm-hmm. But I equally appreciated the games being called by Gallivan and Dick Irvin out of Montreal. And that resonated with me. And I think when I finally got into this business, you know, not as a novelty act or anything, but I always felt like there were better ways to say things, or maybe more variety of ways to say things within the game. And I didn't want to get into crutch words and that, tried to steer away from them. It's fun to source them every now and then and you hear something. And I never did it ever to make myself seem smarter than where I am, which it wouldn't be hard to do that because I'm not very bright. But at the same time, it was just to shine maybe a little brighter light on the players and the plays within the game, do it in a different way. And nowadays it almost feels like it's a good tool to have to get people to look up from their phones and actually see what's going on the screen.
A lot of people ask me all the time, why is it that so many former goalies make it in the business of analysts and entertainers and all of it? I just respond, it's just, we're the smartest players out there. But I you know, I'd like to know from your perspective, because you've been doing it so long, you're getting, you know, recognized obviously, but you know, what are you, why do you think so many goalies end up turning to the TV or radio side?
Well, you're not wrong, Marty. Like that, we are the brightest individuals that play the game. You know, we're the guys that wear full face protection, so we stay pretty, which helps us in our post career. Makeup helps as well.
Yes,
I always think goalies have the luxury of seeing the game go away from them and come at them. You know, much like, I guess a quarterback, a catcher in baseball, and that seems to be the positions that gravitate to being analysts and do well at it. The other part of it is that you do spend some time.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some guys more than others on the bench. Mm-hmm. And you get to hear and experience that part of the game on the other side of the board. So you almost end up like an analyst, don't you think? A little bit when you are a backup and you're merely watching the game and, you know, you act at times like it's confessional for players coming off the ice and, you know, what did you see there? Why wasn't that there? And you try to answer them if you're paying attention. So I think those reasons are part of the reason that we end up getting into this after the game.
What makes you laugh still within the game? And whether that actually comes out on air or you just look at stuff behind the scenes and go, okay, this is hilarious.
That's a good question. The game isn't as funny as it used to be. I think you guys can both attest to that. Like some of the character has been distilled away from today's game, just because of the nature of how today's athlete is. Still some, I love those ones that come along that still have some attitude and a little bit of spark and zest to their overall approach to the game. I'll be honest with you, a lot of times the funniest things that go on in our game now go on within the arena and with, you know, in-house production. There's cameras everywhere now, the social media aspect of things. I'll say this, and you guys probably I would think feel the same way. Like it's hard to stay fresh within a game day, because once you get to the actual game at night, it feels like everything has been said, everything has been covered, almost everything has been shown. So what's left for you is the actual game unfolding in front of you, and there's still moments within there that you can find some entertainment and amusement. At least I do, and I look for it.
I love the referees, but a good referee falling in the corner of the ice or tripping over themselves, I think that's always funny. We have a good text message group that will send all the clips whenever we're watching games at night, so that's good. But okay, so Dallas-Buffalo tonight. This or that, what has been the number one strength of the Stars? Their offense or their defense? Because it seems like at both ends, they've been really spectacular.
Yeah, well, for a little while, it was their power play. Their power play was, you know, the tip of the spear for them offensively. And they were running at league best. And they were incredible in this building on home ice. But I think the heartbeat of their record in that has been their goaltending, and both guys, you know, it hasn't just been Jake Oettinger. Like DeSmith's going to play tonight, and every time he's played, he's played like a number one. He only has one regulation loss, and that was his first game of the season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when the team has either tiptoed into games a little bit or they've had some lulls or they're trying to hang on to something, the goaltending has been there. They've finished every game they've started so far this season. We're at mid-season. And they rarely get outplayed by the guy at the other end. They might not win. It might go to overtime or a shootout, but they don't get outplayed at that position. So if you take a look at the five guys that construct the Stars' number one power play, that's really the head of the snake offensively, and they've carried the team that way. Robertson and Mikko Rantanen, who's been just sensational, Wyatt Johnston, who continues to lead the league in power play goals, and Miro Heiskanen, and Roope Hintz. Those guys, that's been their offense. Yep. Now, lately, they've sort of augmented it a little bit with some better five-on-five production, but I still think the goaltender's been like a good drummer in a band, you know, Marty. Got to keep that beat back there, and the other guys can do their thing, but you need that drummer.
The Stars have been able to get to the conference final in each of the last 3 years, so maybe in the past we don't talk about it as much, but the playoff format, based on how good the Central is this year, do you spend a minute at all ever thinking about it, or you just roll with it because it'll be what it will be?
Well, you do, Dover, only because they ran into it last year. You know, like they had a great season. The team that won the President's Trophy, the Winnipeg Jets, I remember Scott Arneil, their head coach, saying throughout the year, like, we keep winning, and the Dallas Stars never leave our rearview mirror. They keep chasing us. Well, this year it's Colorado and Dallas doing that. Yep. But Minnesota's in the mix, and everybody's trying to avoid the 2-3 within the division, right? Because right now, you would have Colorado win the division. They're going to be tough to catch no matter what. But then you're going to have two of the top three teams in the NHL face each other in the first round, and one of them is going to be gone, you know, by points right now. So it seems a little insane. I know the players, it sounded like, would like to push for, you know, the old school one, you know, 1-8 and run it that way, 2-7 rather than this. I wouldn't fight that. I like that.
Glenn Gullitson was hired after the tumultuous end of last season with Pete DeBoer, and he was in the organization before. So what is been the change maybe with that team, with Gullitson as the head coach, compared to what Pete DeBoer was doing?
Yeah, there's a different, just, you know, good or bad. You know, everybody has their different way of going about their job, and it was very serious around here, and it was very, very straightforward and structured, and, you know, no question who was making the decisions and that, and it was Pete, and the record backed it up. That nothing wrong with that, you know. They they had the best record in the NHL in the regular season over those 3 years, and they, as you mentioned, went to the back-to-back-to-back Western Conference Finals. But this year it feels like it maybe is a little more collaborative within the, you know, you have a deep group of coaches now around teams, and maybe it's because Gully comes from such a long tenure as an assistant coach that he has maybe more value in what those people do and their opinions and all those things. So maybe that's one of the biggest differences as far as the hierarchy and the structure of it. As far as how they play, they're not as much of a pure, you know, north-south stretch team in that. He's tried to incorporate a little more puck possession, trying to get them to cycle a little more than they have in past, a little more movement offensively. And, you know, you look at where they're at right now, and you compare it to where they were when they faced the Sabres on New Year's Eve last year. They're in the same spots as far as their defensive game and rankings, and the offense is marginally better. The power play has certainly driven a lot of that. So I think those are probably the biggest areas of change around here. But ultimately, nobody's going to say anything until, you know, April and May, and what kind of changes come then. So far, so good. It's been enjoyable around here.
What do you think Jim Nill's going to do before the deadline?
Well, the loss of Tyler Seguin stinks and stings, right? Like, you're going to have to, you would think, replace that some way, somehow. So, you know, Tyler, veteran guy, could score, could play on your power play, can kill penalties if you needed it, a right shot, face-off guy. You know, just another upper end top six forward winger type, maybe. And then everybody's always looking to bolster their defense. So maybe something in that regard, just to get maybe a little more edgy than what they have right now. You don't know who you're going to face or whatever, but I know the way that Gallatin wants them to play, came in not wanting to change a lot of things, but have a little bit more of that kibble to their overall game, maybe, then perhaps find some individuals that would help that a little.
Razor, you know, it's been over 25 years, but the Buffalo fans hate is maybe not even a stronger word that we would like to use when it comes to the Dallas Stars and Brett Hull and everything. And actually Dallas too, with the Cowboys in the mid 90s Super Bowl. So when you heard that we wanted you on the show, were you a little hesitant to come on knowing that the fans really hate everything Dallas?
No, because of my high regard of you individuals. And, you know, I could have positioned myself with the banners in behind me, but I did not do that. I have too much respect. It was a long time ago now. It's always fascinating because Lindy's back in behind the bench in Buffalo and was there in 99 in that. And look, it's a Stanley Cup final that's going to live on forever and ever. A lot of the Cup finals, a lot of times, kind of fade and there's, you know, don't get remembered as much. That one certainly will be for a multitude of reasons.
What was your favorite gift from the Stars organization when you came back from the Hall of Fame ceremony?
Oh my God. They gave me a trip to Scotland. Ooh. and just to prime me for it, they gave me a 30-year-old bottle of Macallan.
I couldn't tell which was more exciting for you when I was watching that ceremony.
Yeah. I don't know which order I'm going to go in either. I'll tell you that.
Well, it's richly deserved, Daryl. Thank you so much for the time today. And enjoy the rest of this season.
Yeah, appreciate it. You guys do a phenomenal job. I watch all the time. So keep on keeping on and all the best in 26.
We'll cheer to a great new year, maybe not with a 30-year-old bottle of whatever I've got, but I'll still cheers to you tonight.
Happy New Year, Razor. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Sabres will be home next week. Of course, the arena is coming to life this Friday night, WWE Friday Night SmackDown, returning to Buffalo. It's Friday, January 2nd, and you can get your tickets at KeyBankCenter.com. Back after this on Sabres Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.